Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. This is part 3 of a series of calls sent to a scammer over the course of one night that we called the Brain Sessions, and features both Slap Happy and I talking to a scammer calling himself Pastor James Otumba. We finally get to the reason why it's called the Brain Sessions. Prepare for weirdness as Slap Happy tries to buy the scammer's client's brain, and the scammer is still confused as I attempt to straight bait him. How do we know he's confused? At one point he literally says, "I'm confused." If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the calls.
Hello, is this Mr. Tuba?
Yes.
Hello, I got your email.
Okay.
Now, what is it you have for me?
All right. Actually, there was my church member. She's having a cancer, and
what kind of cancer is it?
She's having a breast cancer.
Oh, breast cancer! Is the rest of her body healthy?
It has affected her kidney.
Oh, her kidneys are no good. What about her brain?
Is it still okay?
Her brain is good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I have a need for a brain.
Pardon?
I have a need for a brain. Do you think she would give it to me?
Oh, you need her brain?
Yes. I am a doctor.
For what purpose?
I am a doctor, and I do experiments with brains, and I'm looking for some good brains.
Oh, and you need her brain.
Yes, could you ship it to me in a cooler?
You want me to ship her brain to you in a cooler? You want me to ship her brain to you in a cooler, right?
Yes.
Why don't you ship your ass brain?
What are you talking about?
You're stupid.
What do you mean I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. Now, what is this transaction you're talking about?
What kind of a doctor you are? You don't even understand what people tell you through the phone?
I am an experimental biologist. I deal in reanimation of dead tissues.
What kind of a doctor you are? That's what I'm asking.
I'm a surgeon. I'm a surgeon, and I deal with reanimation of dead tissue.
And you couldn't understand the email you received?
Yes, I got it, but once I heard your client is dying, I am in need of a brain. But I would continue the transaction as well, if you don't mind. Now, what do you have for me? What are these funds?
What are you going to do with my client's brain? You ain't speaking like a real man. Are you a vampire?
Am I a what?
Are you a vampire? You eat people. You suck
I don't
blood?
Eat people, you fool. I am a surgeon.
I am a reanimator. Then why can you be requesting for the brain of my client? Do you know what you said? I can use you for what you just told me right now. Do you know that? You sound like an Indian.
I'm not an idiot. I'm a PhD in biology, you fool. And I have a medical degree from Vienna Surgery College, you fool. Now listen, I'm going to try and build a real mermaid using a human brain, a human upper torso, and a shark's lower body.
How old are you, please?
I am 60 years old. And I am going to make a land shark. I'm going to make a land shark mermaid.
You're a little man, you understand? You're not a man. You're a little man to me. You can't even understand what I'm trying to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
What I'm trying to tell you is, you go back to your email, you read what you received, and then you report back.
You know, oh, I will do that too, yes. Yes, I will do that. I will definitely then do that.
Go ahead and do it and stop saying shit.
I will do it later. First, I want to talk about this brain you're going to give me. Now, she's not going to need it. I'm willing to pay you $1 million for that brain.
You're willing to pay $1 million for my client's brain?
Yes. Yes. Just keep one of the millions that you are going to give me as payment for the brain.
I actually don't need all those money from you. I'm just trying to help you. You know, you're a poor man. You understand? You're very poor. You've got some funds coming to you. Why can't you just grab it?
I don't grab things right away. I must consider the ramifications of it.
You need to consider first before you grab it. And that's why I told you to go ahead.
I'm going to consider it.
Are you going to consider right now or later?
Oh, you want me to do it right away? Right now? Right away?
You're a doctor. You use your brain, you understand? Use your own brain. So you talk well.
I use my brain.
Exactly.
I will take your email under advisement.
You know what?
What?
I got your number. I'm just going to report you back to the FBI. And you call over with a private number.
Why would you do such a thing? I've not committed any crime here.
You've not committed any crime? You've committed
a
crime by... You did! Can't you just understand? Can't you watch the news? Can't you listen to the news?
What news?
Go ahead and read the news. Go ahead and read the newspapers. You will just say what you don't know.
What? What are you talking about?
You know everything.
What?
You're a doctor doesn't mean you know everything. Can't you go online?
I don't know
can't
everything.
Can't you read things online? Can't you go ahead and read
Donald Trump. I know about Donald Trump. Hello? What should I read in the papers?
Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Dr. Victor von Frankenstein.
What?
My name is Dr. Victor von Frankenstein. Shall I spell it for you?
I don't need your spellings. I just need you to write me an email. That's all I need from you.
Oh, who are you going to write the email to? Are you going to write it to me?
Yes.
Oh, good. How many people have I been talking to? You sound different than the last man I talked to.
How do you mean I sound different to the last man you talked to?
I think I've talked to 3 or 4 different people there.
How can you be saying things you don't even know?
I heard people talking in the background.
Do you think I'm here alone, or do you think I'm just in a room or something? I'm in the office. I'm at work. Come on. You can't even understand.
Oh, you're in the office. Oh, I see.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you had a private office.
I do have a private office, but I do accept visitors, okay? Where do you live in the United States of America? Can you tell me your address?
I live in Hollywood.
That's a very beautiful city. Can you tell me your address, please?
I live in Hollywood.
What are you doing there?
I'm visiting my sister.
Hello?
Are you messing with me? Are you fooling around?
I'm sorry.
Are you a Dunkoff?
I'm sorry. It's just the way you used to work with me.
All right, you idiot. Are you going to give me a brain or aren't you?
How are you going to send me the money for it, then?
How about if I send it to you via bank-to-bank transfer?
I wouldn't accept a bank-to-bank transfer. This is a deal.
Oh.
You bring up another idea.
You agree to it?
This is a deal. I don't agree on bank-to-bank transfer. That's not going to happen,
okay?
Oh,
you do not? Well, then I'm not do business with you because only scammers use Western Union.
He played along a long time.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Am I speaking to a Pastor James Atumba?
Yes.
Ah, good. I've received your email about a trunk box, and I need to know what to do next.
How many voices are you trying to use to speak to me?
How many what, sorry?
You just called me a few minutes ago, right?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Oh, I'm just calling you now.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't know if you spoke to somebody earlier or what, but this is the first time I've spoken to you.
Then something must be wrong. Something that is mixed somewhere.
Well, obviously something's happening. You haven't given my box away to somebody else now, have you? Because that would be bad.
The box is there at Washington. The Seattle Tacoma Washington Airport are waiting the clearance of the box.
Well, what's it doing in Washington?
Pardon?
What's it doing in Washington? I'm not in Washington.
I'm not saying Washington. I said Washington.
Yes, that's what Washington. I said. Washington. I'm not in Washington. I'm in Cucamonga.
Okay. And where is that?
Well, I'm here on holidays at the moment in America. And I'm you know, spending time in Cucamonga.
Then where is Cucamonga located?
It's in America.
Cucamonga.
Yes. Have you never heard of Cucamonga?
That is never in the map of America.
Of course it's in America. I put it like this to you. If it's not in America, I don't know where the hell I am.
And what state is that?
Okay, do you know where Canada is?
Canada. Canada?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just south of Canada.
But Canada is totally different from the United States, you know that?
Yes, I know that. That's what I'm saying to you. If you look at the border between Canada and America, it's just south of the Canadian-American border.
Really?
Well, yes. Why are you doubting me on this?
Actually, because a lot of people... what is your name?
My name is Buck Frobisher.
Your name is what?
Buck Frobisher. Well, actually, it's Brian Frobisher, but everybody calls me Buck.
Actually, I am totally confused on what is happening. I made the deposit of the consignment.
Right.
And two different people have called me about the bus, about claiming the bus. So I don't know. I don't know where they got those information to call me.
Well, it's not from me. I've only just read the email. So what's happening to you? Have you given my box away to somebody else?
No, it has not been given to anybody. But I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out something, you know?
Right.
The other guy called and he was somehow rude. That he needed the brain of our client. That is so stupid of him. I don't know.
Hang on. He needed the what?
He said he need the brain. He need the brain of our client.
The brain? What? That's sick.
So, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But I never took it funny because I was going to report that to the FBI authorities because that statement was it's not a good one.
No, I agree with you on that. One. That's he wanted somebody's brain. Why would he want somebody's brain?
I don't know. Maybe you know him. You can testify that.
I know. I don't know anybody who wants brains.
Are you not a doctor?
No.
What is your occupation?
I'm a computer programmer.
Are a computer programmer?
Uh-huh. I design apps for... Do you have a smartphone?
Yes.
Well, I design apps for that.
I see. Anyway, I don't know what is happening. The other one was calling, and the other one was very, very serious about the clearance of the bus, because the clearance bus is awaiting clearance to move to the final destination, and I could not give him the information to make the payment for the clearance, because I would not want the consignment bus to be delivered to the wrong hand, and the person will just disappear. This is going to be a whole lot of problem to me, to my life.
Right, and he didn't want somebody's brain as well, now did he?
No, the person that made the statement is a totally different one.
Right.
And the other person is not silly. The other person that is calling the way you were calling now was so much disturbing that the boss belongs to him, that the boss should be delivered to him. And I told him, are you aware of the clearance? He said yes, that he need the information to make the payment for the clearance for the bus to be moved to his address. But I don't feel comfortable with that, so I don't know what is happening. And now you are calling too.
Yeah, well, I'm calling because I've received your email. But I'm completely confused now. Why would other people call you up for a start? And why would somebody call you up and ask for a brain?
I don't know where they got those information. That is what is getting me confused.
It's getting me confused as well, I can tell you. I mean, the fact that somebody would phone a stranger up and ask for a brain, that person must need medication or locking up or something.
I don't know, but you sound like that person.
Well, I'm not that person, I can tell you that.
Okay, I ask you a question about this.
Do you often get people call you up about brains?
Let me ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Send that in the room. Do you know how much is in this box?
Were you yawning then?
Yeah, I'm yawning. Do you know how much is in that box?
Oh, I'd have to check my email. Hang on. Did it say in the email? I'm looking here. $18.5 million, that one?
I see. Are you aware of the clearance charge?
No.
You got all this information and you did not receive the second email with the confirmation about the clearance charge.
Well, no, I've only had one email, and then I've got your number here, so I've phoned you up.
And the other person has the information, then...
What other person?
Should that be that...
It's not that person that wanted a brain again, is it?
No.
Who else has got this information? I thought this was for me. Are you now telling me that you've been speaking to other people? Somebody who claims he wants a brain? And you've been speaking to other people and giving them the details you're supposed
you
to be giving me?
Please. I don't need anything that's going to burst my brain now, please.
Yeah, but I'm confused as well here.
I am telling you what is happening. That is the reason why I am asking you this information to get a confirmation from you.
Right, okay. Well, I've given you that.
So, you don't have to tell me I've been speaking to people because I am only talking with you on phone now.
Well,
so
you're the one that brought it up, not me. You're the one that told me about this person who wanted a brain.
Why are you so much about this brain? I think you are the one that called me for that brain.
No! Good grief, man. Why would I call you about a brain? I'm a programmer. Why would I want...
He hung up. You want me to call him right back?
Yeah, call him right back.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I think we got cut off then.
Please, what is happening? Can you tell me what is happening?
Well, I don't know what's happening. You're supposed to be the one telling me what's
happening. You say you are not aware of the charge. You say you are not aware of the charge. The clearance charge is $1,250.
Well, I know nothing about this. I have had one email, and then I phoned you up, and you're telling me now that there's a second email. Why would there be a second email when I haven't even spoken to you once yet?
So you mean you are talking to a bad person?
this is the first time I've spoken to you. Well, the second time now, seeing as the line got cut off. But this is the first time I've spoken to you.
And I'm asking you, you think I'm talking with you and that you are the rightful person I'm supposed to be talking to?
Well, that's what this email is telling me.
Now, I ask you a question now.
Right.
Are you going to post the clearance charge?
Well, yes, of course.
Yes, of course. I'm confused. I'm confused.
Why would he be confused?
Can you post the payment right now?
Well, not right now. No, I'm in the hotel.
You are in the hotel doing what?
Talking to you right now.
So why in the hotel instead of your home?
Because I'm here visiting friends. See, I have friends who live in Cucamonga. And I invited me with
those friends do not, and those friends do not have a home.
Yes, they have a home. But I can't stay at their house the whole time, can I? You know, I'm here for a fortnight. I could stay there for a week, maybe. But, you know, that would be pushing it to stay, you know, for more than a week. Wouldn't you say?
And you say you were in Kukua?
Cucamonga.
You were in Cucamonga. Cucamonga. I see. Rancho Cucamonga.
Are you Googling Cucamonga right now? Is that what you're doing? So you what you were telling me then is that you don't believe me when I phone you up after getting your email saying
you're telling
the number.
Me you were in Cucamonga,
yes.
And the Cucamonga is at the border of Canada.
Yes.
While the delivery agent is there in Washington.
Yes, and that's the problem apparently.
So
can the agent get to Cucamonga Airport?
When did you travel to Cucamonga?
Well, I traveled overnight. I've been here for about 3 hours now.
Really?
Yes, that's why I haven't answered the email before. Because I've been flying across. It's taken me 24 hours to get here because it's a small place. And it is, you know, you have to go via several other stops. I had a 12-hour stopover in LAX, which was not fun, I can tell you.
What is the hotel you are, please? What is the name of the hotel you are?
I'm in the Ramada. So why are you asking me all these questions? Why are you asking me all these questions?
I need to speak with the hotel management.
What you're saying to me then is that you don't believe what I'm saying. That's what you're saying to me right now.
I need to speak to the hotel management, please.
Well, I can't go and get the manager to say, listen, I've got this man on the phone right now. I'm replying to his email. He doesn't believe I'm in your hotel. Will you speak to him and say that I'm actually in the Ramada right now?
When I speak to him, I know what to ask him, and I know the information I need to get from him. Then I will confirm that. Then you will have to communicate and arrange the movement of the box to your location with the agent. But first of all, I need to be very, very careful because losing a whole lot of $18.5 million is going to put me into trouble. And I need to be very, very careful about that.
Well,
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question as well then, okay? I see you're a man of God. Am I right?
Yeah?
What do you think God would think of you sending out 419 emails?
What 419 email are you talking about?
The 419 email that you sent me claiming to have... Oh, he's gone.